Market takes a dive for you Wednesday afternoon, and Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities, I think we can blame the banks.
Oh, definitely blame the banks. They were the headline act today, and a very disappointing act it was, I might say. It's like they fell off the stage, but it was very disappointing. The banks and the naughty books again, AUSTRAC picking Westpac up on some transactions they should have picked up. 23 million off them.
Yeah, 23 million breaches. That's a huge number of breaches, Kevin. It's almost one for every person that lives in Australia.
Well, it is, and it's probably equivalent to about 4 hours worth of transactions on a given day for a bank of that size. But yes, it is disappointing. No doubt we'll find out more details tomorrow. But you know, there's a lot of people that you know standing up and saying, "Oh, isn't this terrible?" And it is, you know. But you know, it's a big, complex financial system. So wait to see what the results are. But it certainly whacked the banks and put a bit of a scare campaign running out there. Westpac fell 3.5%. Down 88 cents to 25.67.
Well, when you have an allegation here, Kevin, regarding counter-terrorism and money laundering, when you hear that from Australia's Financial Intelligence Agency, you can understand why there's a bit of panic on the stock exchange today.
Well, correct, yes. And I think more information should have been forthcoming before they start making those sort of claims. There's no doubt that if money's going somewhere that it shouldn't be, it may well be used for counter-terrorism and all these bad uses that it sometimes can be used for. So. Yes, it's just disappointing to hear once again, you know, remediation's been the ugly word for 2019 for the finance sector, and here it is rearing its ugly head again.
Yeah, it is, and off the back of obviously the Commonwealth Bank yesterday pleading guilty to some of its charges as well. What's going to happen tomorrow, NAB or St George or another one of the banks?
NAB was already today as well. They settled a deal with Slater and Gordon of some earlier, paid $49.5 million against a class action there regarding the custom credit. So they were down 85, down 3% as well. So the banks were down between 1.5% to 3.5% today. So they dragged the index down. Not all of the 86 points, but did put a dampener on the economy, to say the least. And even the defensive healthcare stocks were down $4 and $5 each. So it was everywhere you look today. It was a bleak sort of day, except for A2 Milk Company. They still keep selling it everywhere around the globe. They were up 47 cents to $13.84. They had a good day. Aristocratic Leisure, who make poker machines, must be anticipating the flow through of people just wanting to mind-numbingly put coins into a machine instead. They're up 6% today. Their profit outlook is pretty good, up $1.91 to $33.71. Qantas took off, up 8 cents, really taxied, really more than took off.
Yeah.
They finished at $7.20. And ALS, one of the mining laboratory groups, had a very good day. Once again, a positive outlook that we also got from Aristocratic Leisure. They're up 12%, 98 cents to $9.06.
And you went to the MinRes AGM today, Kevin. Were you impressed by what you heard?
Well, I was impressed. I wasn't impressed when I was trying to go in there because the anti-fracking people were trying to blockade entry.
Ah, right.
Into the
your
meeting,
mates.
which is quite extraordinary because there isn't any fracking going on, nor will they. It's a conventional gas field. Why haven't these people got jobs? But anyway, that was putting that aside. The meeting was good. It was a good meeting, and it is because it's a very much an innovative and growth company, Mineral Resources, and we saw that today. The shares are up 6 cents to $14.73. Everyone that was there couldn't help but be impressed, and I was certainly impressed too. It's the first one I've been to for a little while, and it's a very sound organisation, and one I'm. And they're building WA and they're creating jobs and creating industry, which I think is very important. So very proud to have them as a fellow West Australian Mineral Resources.
But all right, Kevin, well, give us the gold price and the Aussie dollar, please.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to give any more share prices. The Aussie dollar's holding around 68 sterling. Euros at only 162.5. Sterling's just under 190 at the moment. The gold price is still climbing. It's only incremental, $3 or $4 a day, but it did it again today, up $3 as we speak to $1,475 US, which converts to 2164, so which is still a good number as well. So all in all, I'm glad this day's over. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, so we're down 86 to close at
6,828.
All right,
you got me wrong footed there, but I was there.
All right, we hope for a better day tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.